This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with President Joe Biden at the White House on Thursday, where Biden was set to announce a new $325 million military aid package for Ukraine.
Mr. President, it's an honor to welcome back to the White House and the Oval Office. And earlier this week at the UN General Assembly, I made it clear that that no nation can be truly secure in the world if, in fact, we don't stand up and defend the freedom of the Ukraine from facing this Russian brutality and aggression.
The U.S. has sent some $113 billion in security and humanitarian aid to help Zelensky's government since Russia invaded in February 2022. Biden will announce a new military aid package for Ukraine, including air defense systems and other weaponry, to help Kyiv ahead of a tough winter, officials said. India has halted all visa services for citizens of Canada and told it to reduce its diplomatic staffings as a rift widens between the countries after Canada's leader said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were, quote, credible allegations of Indian involvement in the assassination of a Sikh separatist leader on its soil. Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as leader of both Fox's parent company and his News Corp media holdings. Fox says he will become chairman emeritus of both corporations. His son, Lachlan, will control both companies. He built his empire from a single newspaper in Australia. He moved to England, then the United States, with the invention of Fox News and the purchases of both the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. Fox News Channel has profoundly influenced television and the nation's politics, making Murdoch a hero to some and pariah to others. You'll find expanded news coverage and world events at our website, voanews.com.